Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Saeed Goes Boom.
That's so sad.
I know. I couldn't think of one.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm still depressed because Colleen and I watched the episode again, celebrating Cinco de Mayo. And we and by the end, we were just sobbing, crying again. I can't help it.
You were bomb. Saeed was bomb through Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, it is. It's a very, but you know, it's the game. It's what's going on.
I know.
Life. I mean, what's going on in life is worse than what's going on in Lost. So.
I think I saw a quote on Facebook, and I think it said, "When Hurley cries, I cry," and well, it's so true.
You see, Lindelof posted.
Oh yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm depressed too. No,
it doesn't, because it's your fault.
I said kind of, but I'm still bitter about the whole Rose and Bernard thing. It always comes back to me. And
yeah.
How Lost affects me.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's all that matters about how Lost affects me.
Well, at least you're consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hedge my bets.
But yeah,
like the whole Libby Analysia getting shot. Didn't see it coming. Wasn't spoiled.
But it was worse. It was worse because it's main characters that have been around since the first episode.
Exactly.
Saeed, Sun, and Jin are dead.
Yeah,
and that's.
People are debating the whole Frank thing. I watched it again. Dude is dead.
I don't know, because when I watched it again, he gets hit, but he had his... I mean...
All right, you have your hands up, but the door, it's made out of metal. It's a pretty heavy door.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
And the force is...
But if that gigantic, you know, those metal pipes, those are probably just as heavy. That fell on top of Sawyer's head.
Yeah, but he's hard-headed. he's kind of a pain.
I'll admit he's probably gone, but I'm not going to give up hope.
I hope he's alive, because some people are upset that we're saying he's dead without you know, knowing for sure. At this point, I got to say he's dead, but if he pops up and says, "Hey, guys, I'm okay."
If he pulls a McHale, which is very possible.
Yeah. Maybe he wasn't meant to die.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the island's not done with him yet.
But so we have a Lost interview next on Lost.
The TV show.
Lots of listener feedback and... listener through the weekend. Do we have an update on the contest? Because big stuff happened.
There was some big things in this contest.
So we'll get into that.
Also, we have some announcement on some of the actors are going to be at the Lost finale party.
Yes.
Should we get into that now?
Nah, let's make them wait till the end.
Okay, cool. Cool beans.
Because let's not give it to them now, then they'll leave. We got to have something at the end to keep them going.
Okay, how about if I give them one?
Okay, give one.
I'll give them one.
Okay.
Who should I give them, though?
I don't know. You have the list. You're in control over there.
Okay. Sterling Bowman, who plays young Ben.
Oh, on Lost.
Is going to be there.
All right. YB.
YB is going to... That's what I'm going to call him. Hey, YB, what's up? What's he going to do? Beat me up? He's like 80 pounds?
Well, it's been... He's probably grown up a little bit.
You know, I'm saying that. He's probably 6'5".
Did you know that he skated at our ice rink?
I do know that.
There's a couple of things here. Remember our posters, which are pre-orders for people coming to the LA party. And also, if you can't come to the LA party, you can come to the thing on Saturday and we can give it to you then. Just specify that when you pick buy it.
We're having a little get-together at the Omni Hotel.
Yeah, which should be fun. I think that'll be... I mean, like, if you guys want to, like, hang out and talk and kind of chill, that's probably going to be the more relaxed...
You
want to
see Jay dropping drinks and breaking glass, you know, glasses and stuff like
that? That's going to be the more, I think, relaxed situation, because I think on Sunday it's just going to be crazy hectic. But, so you can pick up that poster at jayandjackstore.ecrater.com. That was my mistake. I said shop last Tuesday for some reason. jayandjackstore.ecrater.com. And
a lot of people have asked that aren't coming to the party, aren't coming to LA, can I get the poster?
We're working on that.
We're working on that.
It's
just a matter of what the shipping would be and how much the mailing tubes would be. We don't want to gouge you guys, but it might be like $100 each.
Checks also,
made payable to me.
the Lost Podcast Music Volume 1 featuring Jack Letfelter on vocals for 50 Ways to Leave the Island.
I forgot how bad
we listened to that the other night. I was like, man.
Oh my God, that, because I don't think I've listened to it since. Man, that was just bad.
But yes, it featured.
But you know, the lyric, if you listen to the lyrics, I still think they hold true today.
But yeah, so it features just about every song that put out there.
Does it have a lot? Death of was it Log Carrying Guy?
No, that's a newer song. This is only the first two seasons of the podcast. Oh,
okay.
It's volume one. It's volume one for a reason.
I didn't know you had it. I didn't know there was more than one.
It was really because that's the songs that I could find and salvage, and so that's why that is on there like that. But it's not on iTunes yet, but if you can't wait till it goes on iTunes, you go to cdbaby.com/cd/JGlatfelter. What kind of last name is that?
CD Baby, come on.
But you can pick that up there. If you don't want to wait till it goes on iTunes, it might take a little while to get on iTunes.
And I'm working out, if you come to the LA party, I may do the 50 Ways to Leave the Island. I may get up and just sing the song.
I think you should.
But I'll have to remember all the words.
That or 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42, Lenny.
4, 8, 15, 16, 20, I still can't do it.
Oh, man. All right, so let's get into some Lost in Review.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. We're recording for real this time.
Yes. I had some outstanding things to say, though, before we were recording. But I don't want to spoil anyone now. So,
well, you know, there's not too many Easter eggs. Jack Shepard got a Apollo candy bar out of the vending machine, much like Jacob did.
Well, that's an email. Thanks for spoiling it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll go ahead and read it later on.
I was just doing my research. I didn't know you had that in one of your emails.
That's true. Just forget you heard Jay say that.
I'm sorry whoever sent that in. That's my fault. And also, hold on here. Where is
he? Always hogging people's, you know, stealing their thunder.
I know. I'm a jerk. And next thing you know, I'll start doing crackpot theories. Oh, wait. No. Never mind. Hurley says he can't find the first aid kit, but it can be seen in the control room next to Frank. Now, a lot of people are saying they're upset with Hurley, right?
Well, we have had several. You know, usually it's when we get emails like this, it's something that we messed. You know, it's something, okay, hey, you guys blew it. Almost every email starts to, is Hurley blind? Is Hurley can't see? Is Hurley this? Is Hurley that?
Yeah.
So it's.
But it was all the way over. I mean, this was a diss if it was near Frank, right?
So everyone that's sending emails, yes, he did not see it. It's right behind Frank down where they're piloting the sub. I've never been on a sub, so I wouldn't know where to go look for a first aid kit.
Yeah.
So I'm not I guess I am defending him. But then,
well, you want him to die. So
the heat of the moment, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is the heat of the moment.
And I did see it as plain as day the second time, because I didn't know. I went, well, there it is right there behind Frank. Come on, Hurley.
But how do you know it's all the way up there? I mean, it seemed like it was some distance
between
the two.
Maybe if Jorge's listening, he could call up and tell us what his mindset was going on there as the character of Hurley and why he didn't see the first aid kit.
Maybe he has some script notes or something.
Yeah, maybe there's some script. Maybe we'll hear it on their podcast or on with Jack's Beard. Maybe he'll tell why he didn't see the... first aid kit. I don't know, but it would be nice if he could call and let us know, because a lot of people...
He's not going to call anymore because you totally burned our bridges.
Well, you know, I'm working to get on 60 Minutes. I can't be nice to people anymore. I got to be tough.
Oh, man. All right.
But it's funny. That's because, like I said, we'll mess something or say something, or Jay will say something stupid. And that's what we get. We get tons of emails saying, hey, you know, I don't know if anyone's told you this, but that's what's funny. I don't know if anyone's told you this, but Hurley, the thing was right behind Frank's head. So it was Hurley's fault this time and not Jay or Jack.
Yeah, it's nice for somebody else to take the heat.
Yeah, I especially with just three episodes left.
Yeah.
I mean, how many we only have three opportunities to screw up. So it's nice.
But yeah, you know, it was just this episode, just watching it, it's emotionally draining watching this episode.
It was a good one. I want to see the, I want to listen to some of the Lost haters out there who kind of jumped ship, how they can pick this. I mean, you can pick certain things. Like, you know, I said when Kate was reaching.
Nothing's perfect.
You said, well, the cage. No, I looked at the cage. Sawyer could have reached through and grabbed it, but, you know, Kate was trying to reach for the keys. But yeah, I want to hear what they have to say and how they don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just.
But I'm not faulting them. I like all different opinions and just want to see how they don't like it.
Colleen asked me this: which one was worse, Charlie or Sun and Jin?
Dying?
Yeah.
Oh, for me, it was Charlie.
But now, what was worse, the situation? Because it was I mean, they dragged out Charlie's death for a while. Like, we had time to prepare.
Well, we knew he was going to die.
Yeah. So between like that, you know what? And Sun and Jin.
But we knew he was going to die, but then we were like, oh, wait a minute. He didn't die.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, maybe he's not going to die.
Mm-hmm.
It just was sad. But I go back to the, and I've been talking to people online. So one person said I was completely wrong.
About what?
About the whole Jin and Sun, he should have left. There's no wrong or right on this one.
Yeah,
It's like if you think Jacob's a good guy or a bad guy. It's really no right or wrong. It's just how you what you believe in.
And if for me, I don't think I could leave a person that I love. I couldn't leave them there to die by
themselves.
I
think that if you have kids, you know, it's different. But I have had someone that has kids and said he would have chose to stay. And I like I said, I just disagree. He's not wrong.
Yeah,
I just disagree with that. But who knows what I would do in that situation? I would never want. And like I told him, I would never want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
There's no way I'd want to be in that situation. But you have to choose.
Well, if you listen to the Married Man show, I think this would be like an opportune situation for you.
Well, when you're married, you just go scoot. But no, deep down, you go, okay, I guess I care. You know, deep down. But, you know, it just, unless the kids were older.
Uh-huh.
Like the kids my age now, it'd be an easier decision.
Wait, like 50?
No, how old you guys are, 25.
Oh, okay, okay. So then
20
20s.
And 18, you'd be like, nah, okay, they've.
They've already. They can take care of themselves.
They can take
now.
Care of themselves. But it's a tough situation. People are saying that. Well, he didn't have the oxygen. He couldn't have. But he could have left with Jack at the same time, and they could have buddied up all the way up with Sawyer.
Yeah,
because they would have. Got
but then
up,
it's saying, like,
well,
how
two,
could
two of them dragging Sawyer up would have got up there faster than just Jack dragging Sawyer up? I would think.
I think we would, because you're still you'd be fighting with each other trying.
Well,
to...
Well, no, you, one part grabs the shoulders, the other part grabs the legs, and you swim up like. Straight up, and you just have to be stroke.
You know, yeah, it's just it is one of those situations. But you know, well, oh, like it's just so sad.
Well, like I said on the last podcast, if nothing else about Lost, it makes you think.
Yeah,
here we're talking about this, going, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't know what I'd do in that. You never know what you do. That
it, yeah,
it
exactly.
would be hard. I obviously I wish it would be me.
Mm-hmm.
But I like I said, if my wife, it was a reverse. My wife, I said, no, get up, leave. Mm-hmm. I would not want her to stay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want her to go.
Yeah.
And she said the same thing to me today, that she would want me to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, who knows? Are you leaving me?
Yeah, this from the woman that, you know, doesn't even like to go to bed by herself.
Yeah. What? You're staying up?
Actually, no, she, Colleen does that to me, too. So I think it may just be one of those things.
I don't know. I don't get it. You're just going up there to sleep?
I know.
What do you want me to look at you? You're so unromantic.
Oh, man. But, you know, yeah, it's just, it's, but the second they started playing the life and death theme.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God.
Someone's going to die.
Yeah. But there, it's so sad.
Again, to me, there is no right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things, like I said, you can say that you disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, when people would argue with me about Jacob being a bad guy, and I say, you know, if you don't have a choice, like, well, you know, but in this one, Sun came back on her own. She chose to come back to the island.
Yeah.
I can't blame Jacob for that. You know, there's no, you know, but it's just a matter of choice, and there's no right or wrong. It's just what you believe in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can debate what you do, what you wouldn't do, but there's no right or wrong, but it's a tough decision. And it was sad.
Yeah. And this was one of those classic episodes where I just want to get to the next episode right away.
Right.
I'm
glad we don't have the 2-week break.
Yeah. And the way, because it ended with, you know, Locke saying, you know, I have to finish what I started.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's like, ah. Oh. And speaking of, can't wait for next week, what do you say we get into next on Lost?
I say, do it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, wait, no.
You had more to say? I'm sorry.
Well, I have my recap.
Oh, here. I thought you did that. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't. Who gave Widmore the list of names? He goes, he knew that Kate wasn't on the list. Who told Widmore this? Did we ever find out how Widmore knew this?
Maybe from his
travels on the island and traveling around?
Well, I'm sure if he was like the leader of the island... and the others, he maybe had seen the list.
But at that
maybe
point,
Jacob showed him the list.
At that point, how did he know that Kate was crossed off?
Oh, it was crossed off.
How did he know? Sawyer is the only one that knew, other than Man and Locke.
If I had to say anything, it was probably he got some intelligence because Alana was kind of throwing out those words pretty freely. So
no, but she didn't know who. She didn't know everyone that was on the list, right?
No, she knew. She knew. Couldn't. Okay. She couldn't differentiate between which Quan had to protect.
Right. I was just curious. I said, well. Yeah, he could have got the... But how would he know that Kate was crossed... Unless she was crossed off when he was on the island.
That's possible.
Also, he goes, he knows that Manilok, he goes, how long till we get the thing up? It was going to be an hour. We better get it up because he's coming. He knew that Manilok was coming. How did he know?
Wait, what do you mean?
And when they're throwing him in the cage, the Sawyer and everyone in the cage.
Oh.
Widmore says, he's coming. Manilok is coming. How does he know?
Well, because he
bombed him, so he's ticked off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And he said, we only have a short time. He knew he was coming.
Yeah. Well, I think he knew. I mean, you're going to bomb the guy. He's obviously going to come after you.
But he knew we had no time at all.
So is Cindy and all them, are they dead?
No, they fleed into the jungle.
So they're, do we have a definitive answer on that?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
Because remember, Saeed said, he said, what happened to the others on the beach? They scattered into the jungle.
Okay.
How does everyone remember their flight number? Everyone remembers they were on flight 815. I can't remember my flight number on a connecting flight.
I do.
It must be me, because I have to look at it like five times. Like, what's the flight number? I usually end up looking for the city.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were on flight 815?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easy to remember a number. And, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I guess I fly a lot, so I'm used to, like... And eventually you get used to, like, the same flight numbers that they use, like, when you're going to the same place a lot.
Sometimes you fly without a plane.
I know.
A knife can penetrate MLB's shirt, but not bullets. A lot of people have mentioned that.
Yeah, it's true.
Bullets just bounce right off, but Saeed was able to put the knife right through him and rip his
shirt. Maybe his magnetic force around him, they don't even touch him. I get it repels it, so it doesn't even hit him.
Yeah. And this one, it's been bothering me since I first saw it. Okay. I watched it again. Okay. Manilok finds the C4 on the plane. Mm-hmm. He wants to kill all the remaining candidates. Why don't you just let him go on the plane and start the plane?
Because that wouldn't have been as shocking.
Because
because he couldn't.
No, he didn't put the C4 on the plane. Widmore
or
did
he? We don't know if Widmore did or not.
We're assuming if you look at when he grabs the C4, he looks ticked off.
Inquisitive. Like, no, when I watch it, he looks.
No, he looks mad to me. Mm-hmm. He looks like, why would they try to pull this? It just. I get what you're saying.
It's
not as dramatic.
If he says he knew when they had people outside of the thing, he shouldn't be ticked off. I mean, it looked like he didn't really have much emotion either way.
Well,
he was very cool about it.
Well,
the men that were
shooting at the Losties trying to get on the sub, I think they were working for Manilok because they were going to keep. He wanted them to get on the sub.
Mm-hmm.
So. And he wanted Jack to get on the sub. Jack couldn't go back the other way because they were shooting him. He had no, and once Cake got shot, he had no choice but to get on the sub.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were working for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's either that or Widmore and Manilok are working together.
I kind of think that, but I'm going back and forth with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive yet. He could have made a deal with Widmore to get back. That's how Widmore made a deal with Manilok to get back to the island.
Yeah.
So, possibility. When Sawyer asked Jack to push Manilok into the water... So he was going to take care of it. Was he just trying to get Jack killed?
No,
maybe a payback for killing Juliet.
No, I think like when I watched again, I saw like him saying he'll take care of the rest. Is I think just getting the sub moving.
Yeah.
I think maybe he thought because Theo's been kind of going around. What if once he's wet, he couldn't take shape of the monster?
Right. Which I could see.
I mean that
water puts out smoke. That's what people are saying.
Yeah. So I mean. That kind of makes sense to me. So I think that's a good way to explain what he meant by I'll take care of the rest.
Has Jack ever called Sawyer James?
Before?
Before.
It's a good question. It is very Locke of him.
Because he went, it did. It sounded like Locke. He goes,
Locke was the only one that called him James. Yeah, well, Kate called him James.
A lot of people. Locke
was
people,
like the first one to call him James regularly.
Ben would call him James, stuff like that. But
Locke was the first one to really do it.
Because he knew because he had the.
Manifest. Looked the manifest.
Right. So when he goes, he grabs him. He's trying to convince him not to pull the wires. He goes, James, you have to believe me. Sorry, Doc, can't. Can't do it. When Locke's plane, when he crashed his plane, remember he says, I don't know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Was it his fault? Did someone do something? Was it Manilok? Did Manilok do something or did Jacob
do
something?
Well, if Manilok can't leave, but I don't know if Jacob's not really involved in this sideways world.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it. Just he says it wasn't. He doesn't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So was it his fault?
I don't know. I think that one is not really going to be explained.
I don't think it'll be explained, but I was just curious. I go, I wonder what's his fault. He doesn't, because usually they'll, you know, if you're in a car crash or you're in an accident, most of the time you know what happened.
Yeah.
I didn't pull the, I didn't do this. Remember when it was Alana that brought Saeed to the island because Jacob wanted him to come back, right? Did Jacob know that Saeed would take the explosives and sacrifice his own life to save the other candidates? Was that all part of his ultimate loophole? Why else would Alana bring Saeed back? So a while there, because
could Saeed die if he took it?
Yeah, if he's a candidate, he couldn't kill himself, right?
But I think once Sawyer pulled, it kind of negated
the rules.
Maybe, because I'm fuzzy on the whole good and bad stuff. What do you mean bad? That's from Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. I thought that was in the show, and I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Willis?
I'm just saying, like, the rules. It's fuzzy on what really the rules are.
But could that have been the reason why Alana brought, why she was supposed to, Jacob wanted him to bring, it's all part of a game, and it's a game of chess, or it's a game.
I just wonder how Hurley's, I mean, I don't know if he still has the bag of Jacob's ashes, but I wonder how he's going to use them. I'm curious.
I don't think he has them anymore.
You could have them in his pocket.
Do you have them in his pocket?
They're a little wet now.
They're all wet and soggy. And why did Locke go back to Australia? Why did Locke go to Australia in the first place?
Go on a walkabout.
Okay. Did he go on a walkabout, or was he?
No, because remember, he talked about this to Helen in his flashback episode.
I know, but did he go there for maybe to find a cure for his dad? Because we never really found out why he went.
Yeah, we did. He said he was. Yeah, he said the same thing that we saw in his original flashback. He said, I was sitting there yelling at him, hollering about it to go on this walkabout, but they wouldn't let me do it.
But he was doing. But what did he do? He was there for a week afterwards, right? He didn't come back right away. I have to go back and watch it again, but...
No, I think basically what we kind of saw in the other flashback, I think, kind of happened.
I was just curious because he felt... It's just amazing. He would go on the walkabout, but he won't have surgery because the guilt he feels of what happened to his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd go on a walkabout?
Why can't he go on a walkabout?
I just... If he feels that strongly about going on a walkabout, get the surgery, and then go on the walkabout.
Well, I think he wanted to do it with the burden that he carries.
You think that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all I had.
All righty. Let's get into next on Lost.
The TV show. And this may contain spoilers.
Slightly.
And I've seen previews. And if you see the previews, you will be spoiled.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Next on Lost.
All right, it's next on Lost time.
Ah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the one I do.
I know. I'm just joking around.
Stop joking.
Jeez, can you not handle it? Can you not handle the pressure?
I'm here. Lost is serious. Lost is real. I don't joke when it comes to Lost.
Three more
episodes and you're joking? I don't feel it's a joking matter.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Get me upset.
All right, well, this episode looks to be...
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's the last three, so they should all be awesome, right?
I've seen three sets of previews.
Oh, don't even tell me. I
won't tell you, but it's like I can't stay away from the previews. I don't want to be spoiled, but you can send me the previews.
Well, this is Across the Sea. The motives of John Locke are finally explained on Lost.
Across the Sea.
But it's beyond the sea, right? Somewhere beyond the sea.
Oh, no. To the sea. What's it? It's a Honey Drippers or whatever they're called.
Oh, come with me, my love, to the sea, to the sea of love.
Come with me, my love. That'll be on volume two.
Here's the guest stars.
All right.
You sure you want these? All right, here we go.
I've already seen them.
Oh, okay. Well, Mark Pellegrino as Jacob. Ooh. Titus Welliver as Man in Black.
Cool. The good guy comes back.
Allison Janney as Woman.
Yep.
Kenton Duty as Teenage Boy.
Allison Janning was in The West Wing, by the way.
Ah. Ryan Bradford as Boy, Lila Loren as Claudia, and Ivo Nandi as Oldest Hunter. Oldest hunter in the world.
What's your title? Put that on your resume. I was the oldest hunter on Lost. Oh, better than me.
But you know, yeah.
I was the oldest podcaster on Lost.
Are you the oldest Lost podcaster?
As far as I know, there could be someone older out there, but as far anyone that I've heard of, as far off the top of my head, I gotta be the oldest. I look the oldest.
I don't know. Ralph looks pretty old. That's just me. Don't tell him I said that.
Yeah, I won't.
But no, this episode looks to be kind of the vein of Abiturno. It's gonna kind of focus. I think it's gonna. This is just a theory. I don't know for sure. But based on kind of what I'm getting the sense about, I think it's just kind of focused on Man in Black and Jacob and kind of tell their story. Hmm. That's what I think from this episode.
Hmm.
You know, probably. Just don't tell me. That's just what I think.
Well, I've been unfortunately spoiled a little because I was spoiled on some of the stuff. If someone sent an email, a couple people sent emails, and I went, and I opened up, I went, ah! And then I saw the previews, so it's confirmed what they've told me, so.
Uh-huh. All right.
I mean, it's not huge spoilers, but it's probably more than I wanted to know.
All right. Well, then don't tell me or anybody else.
Am I telling you anything?
All right, Jack.
I do know someone that's seen the episode. They tweeted me and said they've seen the episode. I said, well, don't tell me anymore unless you can send me a copy. You know how we sold out last year and we saw the first three episodes? First four episodes?
We did that for a couple years.
If someone has the last three episodes and wants to send them to me, I will watch them.
Damon, send them to us. Come on, man.
Help us out. Would you watch the final?
If I could have them all, yeah, totally.
Just because, and not just.
I still want to be spoiled
about
them.
Like I said, not to be, to say, oh, I saw them.
No. It's just so I can just watch it without being spoiled.
I'm so terrified right now of being spoiled. You know,
when we got the press, early press samplers, that was the best because it was totally unspoiled.
Had no clue.
Like, we didn't even know, the centric episode was going to be. It was just completely spoiled. And to me, in my opinion, that's the best way to watch that episode. Right. So.
But if someone has the last three and wants to send them to us, I will watch them. So Damon, if you're out there.
Well, you just call him Damien, so I don't know if he's going to do it now. But Damon Lindelof, my good buddy.
A lot of people think he's the devil right now for what happened in the last episode.
Oh, man. All right, so Jack, let's get into listener feedback. We got a lot of listener feedback.
I don't think that.
Let's quit jibber-jabbering. Here we go.
Wait. What? All of a sudden, you're making jokes, but I can't make a joke. I try to lighten up the mood, and you're just like, all of a sudden, now it's got to be serious.
We're at 27 minutes and we still have all these calls and emails to get into.
I just like to hear you whine.
Jeez Louise. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got some emails and phone calls to get into. Jack, what do you say you start off with emails?
That's kind of like a spoiler alert, huh? Got some listener feedback. We got some emails and some phone calls. That never happens. This one's from Alex.
All right.
I just like your look at me like, shut up. Offering if you haven't heard this, I'll read it. Offering
you're right over there.
I need some light.
Offering okay, hold Claire, on. I'll turn the lights. Keep talking.
Offering Claire an Apollo candy bar from the hospital, sending vending machine. You want to say? Why don't I start over? Because now I can see it.
Okay, start over. Go.
Offering Claire an Apollo candy bar from the hospital vending machine. Do you want to be any more like Jacob, Jack? That's from Alex. So it was kind of like you said.
Oh,
earlier.
I spoiled it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was how you spoiled it earlier in the episode.
Okay, this one's...
Wow, what a difference. I can actually see the print.
This one's called Ruin the Perfect TV Moment. Dear Jane Jack, I love your podcast, but tonight you guys proved why dedicated listening isn't always a good idea.
Ouch.
Man. All right, there I was glued to the television set, the final four on the beach, and Jack tells Kate and Hurley that Son and Jen are dead. Kate starts crying. Hurley starts crying. I'm bawling. And then Jack starts crying. And I think of you guys taking shots at Jack and how he never actually cries. He's only just kind of waters. And I start laughing. I'm laughing during one of the most emotional scenes of the entire series. Totally ruined the moment. So thanks. Thanks a lot. Linda from Texas.
So we ruined Linda's lost experience.
Sorry. It's Jack's fault.
It's happened before. What are you going to do? This one's from Joe. Guys, my theories keep coming true. I think the last scene of Lost will be the same as the incident from the first scene, except that Jack as Jacob, Sawyer as MIB, Lost. P.S. Can people stop crying? They're dead. It's nothing new on Lost. We learn to care about characters, and then they die. And I was so happy when Kate got shot until she got up. That's from Joe.
Oh,
you know,
so
that's
sad.
Been a lot of emails.
I know, it has.
People hate Kate. You know, I asked,
you gotta hate somebody. Right?
I asked Ken when, you know, I was watching the video yesterday when I asked Ken, you know, is it hard to, you know, when you first got on Lost, people hated your character, you know, Miles. And he's,
you should ask Evie that, my good friend Evie.
Evie. You know, Jorge was calling Evangeline Lilly Evie on.
Well, I think it's more like people she knows can call her Evie.
I think it's just geeks.
But not punk kids.
I think punk kids that look like a big geek shouldn't be calling her Evie.
Exactly. Next up is Lost Theory Locke Helen. Hey guys, love the show. So I just finished watching the episode The Candidate, and at the end, before Locke and Jack, before the Locke and Jack conversation, the nurse asks Locke if there's somebody coming to pick him up. Locke replies with "Yeah, but she must be stuck in traffic or running late or something to that effect." Now, in the original timeline, we know that Helen is dead, and according to Matthew Abaddon, whether or not Locke had done things differently with her, she was meant to die. She was always going to die. Now, in the alternate universe, I think that Helen has died, and somehow that is not going to change Locke's mind on letting Jack do the surgery.
Wow, that's a bummer for Locke. Now, would you... Wow, that's...
I don't think it's going to happen, though. I'm saying
as a Lockeite, would you be upset if Helen died?
I don't know. What does it see?
If he's sitting there and he's sitting there,
it's tough for me
at the hospital, and Helen dies, and he's like, he'd be bawling. He'd be sad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a sad. I'd just be wrong. And I'm not even a Lockeite, but I would be a little upset.
I know,
but I think it could happen.
All right. Okay.
Sun was the Quan candidate. Tonight, Sun didn't choose to die. Jin did. The candidates weren't able to kill themselves. Clearly. Jin made the choice to die, meaning Sun must have been the Quan.
Yeah, we had a caller to it on this too, and yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. This one here is the candidate, and candidate recap in C4. We don't like recaps here, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, who needs a recap of an email?
Jane Jack, love your podcast. You have wonderful rapport and great insights. Never thought I would have something to write to you about, and by now I suspect others also have sent it in, but just in case. I just finished listening to your recap, and I had not had the chance to hear listener feedback, so someone else may have pointed this out. I think you missed a big part of the man in Locke Khan. The C4 was what he was carrying in his backpack the whole time. He did not know when or how he would use it. When he got to the plane and saw the wiring, he got the Khan idea. Put together a bomb using the wire and the guard's wrist watch. When everyone else arrives, tell them the tale about how Widmore was going to blow them up. This was a lie. That helps convince them to believe in Locke, not Widmore. Joanne, Maryland.
So was that what he was carrying around his backpack the whole time?
It could be. We're all wondering, what's
in the backpack?
But that's kind of dangerous to carry around C4 in your backpack.
Well, not if you can't die.
Well, remember, in season 1, what did they throw down a little hole to injure the Smokey to let go of the original?
I think it just scared him. Like, boom, ah!
Maybe. If he can walk like straight into bullets, I don't think a little, you know, old dynamite is going to hurt him.
He was a little younger then. He's more mature now. It hasn't been 5 years in island time, has it?
No, it's been like 3 years. And the guy's like a billion years old anyway, so it's 3 years are going to mature you that much when you're that old?
You can never stop learning.
Okay.
You people that think you can, after a certain age, you're done learning? No. Mm-hmm. You learn all the time.
Okay.
This one's entitled Jin Lives. Hello, Jay and Jack. James here in Greenville, South Carolina. Since Jin effectively had the choice to stay and die with Sun or live, if he was touch/candidate, could he kill himself? So if so, if he really did not have a choice, is he still alive? What does that mean? I don't know. Maybe he's just breathing water in the sub right now. I mean, they never showed his face, his hands, and he did look lifeless, but without his face, you just don't know. The writers chose to show Sun's face, and only that she had died next to Jin. But did he die?
You're right over there.
Yeah, I'm asking that. But did Jin? So did Jin die?
Yes, I think he's dead.
Well, I mean, you see his fingers; they're pretty lifeless.
I say he's dead.
I would be shocked if. Well, it's like the whole: is Frank Lapidus dead or not?
Yeah. Well, I think Lapidus has a better chance than Jin, in my opinion. All right, tonight's show. Don't get that confused with the
Here's Johnny.
The cages in the Hydra Island are Faraday cages, which, if I remember correctly, from sophomore physics, insulate its occupants from electromagnetic forces, such as the smoke monster. Widmore is trying to protect the candidates. Thanks for the podcast. It provides a nice outlet.
So, being in the cage kept them from... So, Widmore was trying to protect them. Is that what you're saying? By putting them in the cage?
Yeah, I mean, do we have facts and evidence that these are Faraday cages?
I don't know.
That'd be cool, though, if they were. But I don't know.
Do we know where Widmore was this whole time?
He's hiding in his little bunker. He's like, don't kill me, don't kill me.
He's up there with his McCutcheon whiskey, big baby.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, you ready to get into phone calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Jared from North Carolina. I know it's not a very complicated crackpot theory, but okay, here we go. All right, so they created the alternate slash sideways world just so they can kill all the characters off in one world and have them all have happy endings in the other one. That way, in the other world, everybody will be dead, and the island won't be needed. You know, Man in Black will exist or whatever. And then the new world, they'll all be happy, know each other. All right, Macaque Bacteria, looking to us.
Hi, Jane Jack. This is Kim from Virginia. Long, long time listener, first time caller, calling with a theory. Past couple weeks, with focus being on Jack and especially Claire with the family ties, I'm having a feeling that Claire is going to take Man in Black's place, and of course Jack is going to take Jacob's place with the family ties, and possibly Adam and Eve are Sawyer and Kate. I'd like to hear what you guys think. Enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Hey, Jane, Jack, I hope this is the right number. I have just an interesting observation, maybe a theory about Jacob. You know, there's a lot of symbolism, especially in the advertisement for the next episode of Lost. There's a lot of black and white symbolism in the show. You know, the backgammon game that was in the very first season, the white and black rocks that were on the scale, the man in black and Jacob dressed in white. The issue is that I couldn't sort of reconcile for a long time is the fact that Jacob and really everybody on the island, they're all gray. I mean, they'll do pretty much anything so long as it serves what they think is a greater purpose, you know. They'll shoot people, they'll kill people, they'll torture people, as long as they think they're doing it for the right reason. And I think what I've come to realize is that that there's a lot of ambiguity with Jacob, whether he's good or bad, because he's been bringing people to the island, doing this sort of thing, and putting them through these tests and so forth. And I think maybe that's the reason why Jacob has to be replaced, not because he was going to be killed. Maybe he set things in motion on his own to kill himself because he was being corrupted by being in the presence of the Man in Black for so long, that there were certain things that he wouldn't have done to people, certain tests he wouldn't have put them through, certain things he wouldn't have done or had them do initially when he was first placed on the island as a guard or whatever he is. But that towards the end, he was doing a lot of things that were sort of morally ambiguous. So maybe there is a grander theory, a bigger picture that is black and white. There is good and evil. But Jacob had become too blurred and too gray to sustain his role on the island, so he had to be replaced by a candidate. That's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. Bye, guys.
All right, thank you for those calls.
You know, I really like that because I've been on the campaign on the fence. I don't think Jacob's a completely good guy. It's just my opinion. I know that people believe he's for the greater good and all that other stuff. You know, I get that. Just my opinion. I think you said earlier you were at the beginning of the year. We both were on the fence saying that he's done some things that I don't think are good.
Mine was more just being upset about Locke, but I mean, to be fair.
But I think, like I said, it's to me, it's free will, free choice. If, you know, they choose to come back to the if they choose to come to the island, they die. So be it. If they're not choosing, then I think, you know, you have to give them a choice. But that's just me. Maybe he did. Maybe he was doing things like that. Because you look at Jack. Jack, for the most part, of we've seen on the show, has he really done any bad things? He's always done things that he thought were the right thing. The only thing I'd say that he kind of went kind of the wrong way is when he went with Saeed and they tortured Sawyer. Because a lot of people would say torture is wrong.
Yeah.
So that was probably where he was hanging. You know, it's kind of similar what he's saying, that he's hanging around Man. If Man in Black is truly a really bad guy and has been a bad guy the whole time, it does. If you're hanging around someone, it does rub off on you.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe it did rub off on him, and maybe he was getting tired of it. Maybe he set the motion up to get himself killed and to build, and he was bringing a replacement for himself.
So he, like, kind of enacted his final plan to get rid of him? Or to...
to get rid of himself, to have someone else take over, and that's why he's crossing off the candidates, who can be swayed, who can't be swayed. Mm-hmm. Maybe Kate, because Kate has shown before that she can be swayed to the dark side pretty quick, right?
Can she be, though?
She...
What has she done, like, really on the dark side?
Well, she blew up her dad.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could see how that could be justified.
She was trying to escape from the law and got her childhood friend killed.
Yeah, that was, but I mean, would you consider, I mean, that was just irresponsibility that got him
still
killed.
Still a bad thing.
It's a bad thing. Like, it's a bad thing that happened. But is
it's
it
one thing if you're like, trying to run from the law and you get yourself killed, but if you get an innocent victim killed, that's bad. That's
it's bad. I'm not denying it's bad. Is she planned? She evilly planned to get him killed.
Not
by
evilly
accident.
Planned, but she has. Well, she planned to kill her dad.
I'm saying, like, what in her character has led her to, like, maybe betray people and backstab people?
On the island, I really can't think of too many things.
Exactly.
I'm just going off island, Kate.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's tough.
She has a good heart because she took care of Aaron and she treated, you know, raised him as her own, loved him, lost him to the store. So no, I could see that. I could go with that.
Okay.
I think it's a good theory. And then we had Kim, that Jack and Claire, that Claire would become the man in black. I don't see her being a bad person.
It'd be interesting, though.
It would be an interesting twist, but that maybe they're Adam and Eve. I'm going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, it could be right. Who knows? But, you know, a lot of people brought up an interesting point that we forgot to talk about in the recap, that Claire had a music box.
Yes.
And also, who had a music box?
Rousseau.
And she's been compared a lot to Rousseau this year. I didn't even click at the time. But those people are saying, yeah, that could have been another reason why she had a music box.
Yeah, I agree.
And then we had Jared. Everyone on the island's going to die, and they're going to have a happy ending off island. Everything's going to be happy. And for the most part, everything has been better, right, for everyone?
Yeah. Yeah,
Hurley's got luck. He's the happiest guy and the luckiest guy in the world. Except Sun got shot, but she survived.
Mm-hmm.
Locke is still kind of has good things, but also has some bad things.
Yeah.
So is Locke going to have that ultimate reward? Mm-hmm. I mean, overall, I'd say Locke's life is probably better, but he lost his job. But then he got another job.
Yeah,
teacher.
Yeah.
Then he got ran over by a car. But he was just a substitute teacher.
He's not a bad guy, though.
No, he's not. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying, has his life gotten better?
I think it has. I think everyone's lives have gotten better.
All right.
That's just my opinion.
But I was thinking the best thing if there was something to keep man in lock, he'd be the only one on the island. He couldn't kill anybody. That would be the worst thing, being secluded.
But he's not. Once everyone's dead, he leaves.
I know, but I'm saying that would be the ultimate punishment if they could somehow do that. I know that's not what's going to happen.
It's not, though.
But that's the ultimate.
That's
punishment.
How he gets out.
I know, but I'm just saying that's what Jacob should have set into motion. Somehow leaving him alone on that island.
But it's not going to work that way.
He goes island crazy.
I think he's already gone crazy. Jack, let's get the next set of calls.
Is he really crazy?
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Ryan Diaz out in San Diego calling again. I was just rewatching the episode, and I noticed a reference to one of the numbers. And I thought I'd mention it to you guys. When Jack goes to Sun Palm's nursing home and runs into Helen when he's trying to find Anthony Cooper, when they walk into where Anthony Cooper's sitting, over the loudspeaker, it says, housekeeping dial 23, housekeeping extension 23. So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Take it easy, guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. Mike from Medina. Jack kind of stole my theory with his crack pop, but I'm going to build on it a little bit, and that is that we know that Jacob and Manilok have been playing this game with everyone is inherently evil or people are capable of good, and what better proof of Jacob's point if you have somebody that has basically gone evil and come back to be the one that finally does kind of take out Manilok. Now, I think we're starting to see that with Saeed. Clearly, Saeed changed on the sub by making that choice to die, even though he had no emotion. If you think of it this way, the guy's got no emotion, why would he care one way or another? But clearly something clicked in his head. He wanted the rest of them to be spared or at least to limit their damage, so he took the bomb. I think the same is going to happen with Claire, and I think that will indeed prove Jacob's point that everybody is capable of good, if indeed that is his point. So that's it. See you.
Hey, this is Jessica, first-time caller. Listen to the podcast in my commute every day, twice a week at least. I just had an observation about last night's episode, which is that, or Tuesday night's episode, that with all the confusion over whether Jin or Sun was a candidate, I think with their deaths it became clear that Sun must have been the candidate because Jin, by choosing not to leave her side, was essentially killing himself. and the candidates can't kill themselves. Isn't that right? So Sun didn't have a choice. She was trapped. She had to drown. But if Jin was able to make the choice to not save himself, then by killing himself, I think we got the answer as to which Quan was the candidate. That's all I got. Looking forward to hearing more from you guys in the last couple of weeks.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I gotta agree that Sun was probably the candidate, not Jin.
Yeah, I think that almost guarantees that that's what it was.
99% sure.
Yeah.
And then Mike, that Jacob was trying to prove that it is coming true that everyone has good can be a good person,
mm-hmm.
hasn't met Jay. But I was thinking, you know what, what might push Claire over the top?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's something that Men in Black is going to do. Men in Black's going to do something to Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's going to do something. He says he can cause some harm to Aaron, and she's going to somehow kill him or destroy him that way.
That'd be cool.
I was thinking that because there has to be something that just pushes her over the top.
Yeah.
And that would, obviously, the one thing she's always cared about, except the time she left him alone in the woods, you know, the jungle was...
Yeah.
Other than that, she's cared about it. And then we had Ryan Diaz talking about the numbers. Way to go, newbie.
Oh, poor Ryan.
I'm just giving you a hard time. He's new to this.
He's excited.
He's new, and he sees the numbers. We don't do numbers anymore. You know, Ryan, if you add up the numbers together, they add up to 108.
No, he knows. He was just saying, because we didn't say anything about it. So
I'm just giving him a hard time.
I know.
I've picked on this kid for years, and it's just a joy.
It never gets old?
It never gets old.
All right, let's get to the next set of calls.
Hey, Jane Jack. It's 5000 from Brooklyn, New York. I got a crackpot theory for you guys. It's very crackish. I haven't given up on Walt. I think he's too important. He's special, all that. But I think he's going to come back to the island, but from the future, or from now, from 2010. So he's going to be, you know, 6 feet tall, 18 years old, and I think he's going to parachute, kind of like Henry Gale did. That's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Tim from Winnipeg. I have a couple things. I was just listening to your podcast, and you guys are sort of saying that Frank maybe was a wasted character. I think he was brilliant. I mean, I don't know if they're done with him. I mean, he could still come back. Like you say, they didn't really show if for sure he's dead or whatever, but probably he's dead. But if he is, this is what I'm thinking, is that it's actually a brilliant writing move to have him there, because he was the pilot. And, you know, as long as the pilot's around, the plane was a possibility. And now that the plane isn't really a factor, then they don't need the pilot. So I think that's really the main purpose of having Frank around, I think. But, you know, maybe he's still alive or whatever. I don't know. The other thing I wanted to say was I noticed when Locke was talking to Claire, he said, it's sunk. And then Claire said, you mean they're all dead? And he said, not all of them. And then it went on from there. And, of course, you're supposed to think that he's talking about the sub. But here's what I'm thinking. Lost does this all the time. I'm thinking they're talking about the island. Remember the island sunk? And they're saying, he's saying it sunk. She said, you mean they're all dead? Like the audience, we're saying, are they all dead if the island sunk? And he's saying, not all of them. And I think that's what we're supposed to get. I mean, it's kind of cool when you think of it both ways. It's, I don't know what it means ultimately, but it sure is exciting. Anyways, love listening to you guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Cal from Sydney, Australia, the land of Mr. Cluck's Outback Roasters. Love the show. Love the podcast. Been listening for a while now. Just a couple of thoughts on the most recent episode and the buzz on Jin not leaving to see his daughter. But just a thought, Jin really probably couldn't expect that he's going to get off. I mean, he's had better luck going through time as opposed to actually looking to get off the island. And just a question on that, how are people now supposedly getting off the island? The sub's gone. Regarding the plane, Lapidus is now most likely dead. So who's going to fly it? Does Widmore have an ability to call off the island? and just sort of thinking of the plane. Interesting in the flash sideways of this week that flash sideways Locke had talked about having his pilot's license. Was it a coincidence? Anyway, just a couple of thoughts from down under. Love the stuff, guys, and catch you later. Cheers. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I would say that, yeah, I don't think they're using the plane.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that was ever an option. I would say, isn't the frozen donkey wheel still available?
Yeah, I mean, you said that earlier. I think that's a good point.
You got who knows where it's at? Ben
mm-hmm.
and Widmore. I would assume Widmore knows where it's at.
Yep.
Right? And I'm sure Mann and Locke knows where it's at.
Yes.
I can't think of anyone else who would know where the frozen...
But I don't think they're supposed to leave.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Nobody's supposed to leave?
They're supposed to be there.
Hmm. Even the
actually only one if you have to replace Jacob.
You only need one.
Yeah.
Jack has already chosen to stay. He's going to stay.
Yeah. Or maybe they're setting us up to think that.
Maybe Jack dies.
Maybe.
You know, he's supposed to die in the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert. And then Tim. Yeah, I don't think... we might have said Frank was a wasted character, but I wasn't meaning he was a wasted character. But I like how he's saying that's why he was still around.
I'm still saying he's a wasted character like he was drunk.
Of course, you've seen that. Anyway. But no, it does make sense that he could fly the plane. Yes, his importance was on the... It does make sense mm-hmm. on the island because he could fly the plane.
Yeah.
And then 5,000, saying, you know, Walt could still be important and Walt could still be coming to the show. You know what?
I hope so.
I will ask Malcolm David Kelly on May 23rd at the Orpheum.
Oh, nice.
I will ask him that.
Nice little slip in there. That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
Here we go.
Next on Mars. Next on Mars. The TV show. Next on Mars. Next on Mars. Maybe it's in a couple weeks. Maybe it's in a couple days. Because it's next.
Abby and Allie from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Hi, this is Ian calling from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. I have two theories. One, we were wondering which Quan was the candidate. I think the last episode confirms that it was Sun who was the candidate, because Jin voluntarily stayed down in that sub, essentially committing suicide, and we know that candidates can't kill themselves. So I think that confirms that Sun was the Quan in question. Also, I think we also know that Sawyer is going to be safe, at least from the head injury that he sustained. If you kind of take it a couple levels back and say that all of that was due to his actions pulling those wires out of the watch on the bomb, essentially that if he died from that, I think that would have been considered suicide also. So I think that Sawyer is going to be okay from that particular injury. Okay, this is Ian from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, you're gonna get on the podcast. It's going to be awesome.
Where'd my phone go? And all of those and see which ones are, or they just all broadcast them all.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Nick from Mississippi. I'm just calling with a crackpot theory. I know there's only 4.5 more hours left, and I don't know if there's a lot of time to do this, but I've always thought that the sideways world is a result not of the Juliet exploding the device, the Jughead, but of something that hasn't happened yet that makes the sideways world balance, because the island sunk, therefore Smokey, Man in Black can never get off the island, but Jacob can never bring people to the island, therefore the world is in balance, just like in Whitmore's office, the scale was in perfect balance forever. And that's the end, is that Jacob needed people to come to somehow destroy the island and give everybody a chance to live their life free of island influence. I don't know if that can happen with only 4 hours left. Somehow people go back in time like Desmond or somebody to destroy the island even before any of that stuff happened, therefore resetting and trapping Smokey in an underwater kind of grave where nobody can ever come to try to get him to escape. Anyway, that's my theory. And also, my wife is a huge fan of your show, and we're actually coming to the thing for the final out to L.A. I'm in the military, but I'm not going to be around my wife for Mother's Day. I know she listens to your podcast every week. I just wanted to say she's a great mother and a great wife, and that I love her. All right. Thanks very much.
That was so nice, Nick.
Man. Wow. He doesn't have to buy his wife a Coach bag.
No, no, he doesn't. Well, thanks for serving your country, Nick. And what a,
our country.
Our country. What a touching call.
That was very nice.
And I like your theory, too.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Kind of, it's like bringing me back to the last episode.
But he gets some major brownie points. Good job.
Yeah, good job. Then we had Ian, who didn't shut off his phone call at the end. You know, we get a lot of those. Sometimes you hear some really cool things.
No, my favorite phone calls are where people call and then like they kind of stumble their way through the middle and they go like, ah, F.
I got to call back.
But no, we do not play all the calls because we get hundreds of phone calls and we have to narrow it down to like 10
in fact,
or 12 a show.
I feel bad because I can't even help you listen to all the calls.
Yeah. So
I listen to as many as I can and then I go back and get the emails. But no, there's, I think it, right now we're about 150 calls.
Yeah.
And that's just
from
Tuesday.
Wednesday. Yeah. I play the ones on Tuesday. So Wednesday to Thursday.
Yeah. At one point, we were going to, I think a couple years ago, we talked about playing all the calls, having like a separate feed for it.
Yeah.
But it just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. It's, I don't know how Jay does it. It's kind of a.
It's magic.
It's magic. But I think Jen committed suicide the day he said, I do.
See, this guy said this beautiful Mother's Day thing, and you just,
just trying to make a joke because it's just been so, I can't cry anymore. I cannot cry anymore.
Your tear ducts are dried up.
And then I did like the version of Next on Lost.
That was nice.
That was nice. Better than the original. But that, I think that goes without saying.
Man, always hating.
Well, because I'm not on Jacob's list.
All right, Jack, you ready for the listener theory of the week?
Listener theory.
This is another crack potty one. Really? I've been going with the crack potty ones lately because I think you need to be challenged. Just to step up your game.
I think the last one, Claire's going to be the one to take out Smokey, is spot on. Spot on, mister.
You need to step up your game a little bit. So here we go.
Hey guys, this is Joshua from Milwaukee. I was just thinking today, and what if in the alternate timeline, because the island is sunk and obviously there's Jacob's dead, and we can assume that maybe the smoke monster is free because there's no island to bear him and contain him. Maybe he's going to show up as Christian Shepherd in the alternate timeline, and that's going to be the body that he assumes because the body's gone. They lost the body overseas, so maybe the smoke monster just took that body and he's going to show up to people and then he's just going to wreak havoc and become malevolence on the alternate timeline. My thoughts, you guys are awesome.
I like it.
Is it crack potty enough for you,
it's
Jack?
It's crack potty enough for me. And I'm thinking, maybe Smokey wasn't always a bad guy. And now he's taken over the form of Christian Shepherd. And what has set him off? He comes back to in the timeline. What are we at? 2000? We're at 2010. What are they at? 2007? What year are we at? And whatever we're at.
2007, I think.
2007. He's up. What throws him off is there's no more Carol Burnett. No longer on. What do you mean no Carol Burnett? Ah!
So Jack, do we have updates on the contest? Finally had Jack cry.
Well, Josh, we'll send your information to.
Oh yes, and you win the Gospel According to the Lost by Chris Say.
Who will be at the Lost finale party.
Wow.
Update on the contest.
Mm-hmm.
We had four dudes in this contest. One of the lines was, I couldn't find the kit, dude. Dude, I couldn't find the kit.
Oh.
It was a dude when he was talking about the kit. Dude, go look by Frank.
I'm confused now.
I'm confused. There was one son of a bitch count.
Okay.
And will Jack cry was one of the questions.
People, he cried.
You people saying he didn't cry, you don't know what crying is.
He dug into the sand and just let it go.
Yeah, he went out. In fact, he was going to cry so much he had to go to the ocean. He didn't want to drown Sawyer, Hurley, and Kate. They'd already had enough water. He had to go to the ocean. Oh, that's why he went to the ocean. I never could figure out why he went to the ocean.
No, he wanted some time by himself. Needs some me time.
The other people, well, Sawyer didn't cry. He was just laying there. But the other, Kate and for those people who don't think Kate chose Jack, watch it again. I couldn't find you.
Yeah, she was excited to see Jack.
Sawyer's laying there, not breathing.
She didn't give a crap about Sawyer.
No. She pushed Hurley aside. She chose Jack.
But you know Kate, though. She's so fickle. That's why we want to kill her. It's like 1 week, he's like, oh,
well, Jack. She does have 4.5 hours, so it could be. She could change her mind. I'm telling you right now, she's chosen Jack. And yeah. If I'm wrong, I'll do something crazy.
Okay. You'll shave your head? All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show.
You want me to give the list of the people that are going to be there?
Let's do the numbers and all that right. spiel. Then you'll...
And, you know, there's no recording on the number. There's been some kind of glitch with it. But
yeah, there's no voicemail. I don't know why that happened, but it's still the number.
If you dial it, that's the number.
Well, yeah,
but sometimes people say they get like a fax sound.
Well, it's an automated system. It says, like, leave fax now or your message. Just leave the message.
I think someone from Darmalars sabotaged this.
I think so, too.
I'm just saying that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's probably true.
They're not the Darmalames for nothing, that's for sure. So give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime!
Once again, 206-309-0311. Call anytime with lost questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also, give us an email to
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And that is the right Gmail account.
Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jandjack. Once again, that's twitter.com/jandjack for all important updates. I'll post the link to the posters. For the finale party, and we are working on ways to let everybody buy these things. But if you're coming to the...
It's crazy. People want
to
buy.
Yeah, but if you're coming to the party, it's pre-orders. Just buy it, and just you'll pick it up at the party, and it's easy as that.
And if you want to be spoiled about Lost, you can follow me on Crackpot Jack. I will tell you everyone on the West Coast and Australia and England.
It's ridiculous. You have like a 1,000 more followers than me. So follow me at twitter.com/...
Because you don't respond to people.
L-U-K-V-E-N-K.
You never respond to anyone. That's what they get all... Huff, they go, Jay never responds to me, because Jay is evil.
I hate people.
Why were you the good guy on the poster and I'm the bad
Blame
guy?
Blame Frack. He came up with the design. That wasn't me.
You know why? Because I just don't. I'm cool.
No, you know what it was? Because you were such a Man in Black supporter, so you just...
Well, you know, some people keep, you know...
The company you keep, Jack.
Ed Hockley was like going, how could you, you know, can we finally put this... Here's a lawyer. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty. All right.
There's a reason why he has to ref on the side, okay?
Yeah.
Well, didn't want to call him out.
That explains it. Well, I've had a few people go, you know, how could you? Hey, I go by the law, the thing. If you're innocent until proven guilty, until the evidence, just because someone's telling me they're evil, doesn't mean I have to believe they're evil. Now it kind of looks like he is.
All right.
Here's a list of the people that are going to show up. Malcolm David Kelly, who played Walt.
Yes.
Tatiana.
Plays Walt. He's still a character.
He is Walt. Well, yeah, he's Walt. Tatiana Del Toro was a contestant on American Idol.
Ah, okay.
Michael Emerson, he played, he's on the show.
He had this bit part called Henry Gale. It was good. It was back in season 2.
He did a pretty good job with it. Mm-hmm. Andrea Gabriel, who plays Nadia.
Nadia,
I'm lost. Willie Mace, comedian. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't say this one yet.
Okay, don't say it.
But they're on Cougar Town. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
They're on Cougar Town. Chris
Say. Actually, no, it was funny because when I told Colleen this person, like, oh my God, I love her. I was like, oh, I guess I'm out of the loop.
Well, I knew her from another show.
Well, she was actually on another show that was big with like the teeny bopper kid crowd.
Yeah, but I didn't see that one. But I saw the show that she was on. It was on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock on NBC.
Okay.
It's no longer on. That's all I'm saying. Sammy Sheck, who was on Lost, United States of Terra, 24, and Charlie Wilson's War.
Okay.
And then we also mentioned Sterling Bowman from Young Ben from Lost. And they're working on some other ones. Like I said, there's a couple here I can't announce yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we're doing, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be cool, and everyone's going to have a good time.
Make sure you pick up those posters. I'll post a link there on Twitter. And also, if you want to hear the terrible songs with my terrible voice and some with Jack's terrible voice, it's cdbaby.com/cd/J. Gladfelter.
Also, there's someone on uBlog that's selling tickets, and we were going to try and put a stop to him. His name is John. Do not buy tickets from John.
John. There's a lot of Johns.
I guess all the name I got was from John.
Alrighty.
Yeah, because we're really not... Again, uBlog is not the place to sell them. I mean, I'm not going to go everywhere and try to stop you guys. And people have asked me on if the people, I get a lot of emails from people asking about eBay, if they're legitimate. We're not behind this. So if someone's selling, if saying they're selling tickets on eBay and you get ripped off, it's not our fault. We're not behind. We're not condoning anyone selling any tickets.
Yeah, we're not allowing any reselling of any because they were sold for free.
Yeah, so we're trying to put a stop to it. But if you buy some tickets and you don't get the tickets,
we're sorry, but
we're sorry. And also the contest that Global Cash Card's doing for the 10 extra tickets.
We have nothing to do with it.
We've pulled ourselves out. We want nothing to do with it. Because we just don't have time. Basically, all you have to you write why you think you deserve it, 140 characters, why you think you deserve the tickets. It's Lost Contest on Twitter.
Yes. And but if the safest way, the safest bet to make sure you get a ticket is go to the U blog post. Colleen checks it daily. She keeps in touch with everybody that has tickets, and people have been getting their tickets at prices a lot less than whatever they're selling for on eBay. So, just letting you know that. All right. I think that's about it.
Can't wait for Tuesday.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.